Welcome back, folks. Good to have you with us here on the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA, home of the number 40 Big 40 birthday bash taking place Saturday, January 28th. More information at WEAA.org. One of my good friends and great musician and artist here is in the house, Shota K. Good to have you with us, brother.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
World-class beatboxer, man of the house.
Thanks, man.
And brought with him a group he's been working with for a while, whose work I love, Alash. The gentlemen are from Tuva, and I've been like a Tuva-file for a good 40 years.
That's an interesting Tuva-file.
I am a Tuva-file, yes, the last 40 years, and reading about Tuvan culture and music. So it's great to have these gentlemen in the studio with us. We're here with Ayan Sherzik and Ayan Ulsam. Good to have you both here. Welcome.
And
Body Dorju.
Oh, and Body Dorju. I'm sorry. And Body Dorju. And Body Dorju here at the end of the room. I didn't see you come in the studio. And Sean Quirk, who is going to be translating, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Good. And you all can join us here at 410-319-8888. Write to us here at talk@steinershow.org. So before we perform a little bit, why don't we start with you? I mean, one of you just describing to us the kind of history of Tuvan music.
Yeah, Alash is a band that's existed for 17 years now. They're the current bearers of the ancient tradition of their music, which includes the really well-known styles of throat singing, which are these unbelievable manipulations of the human voice to create musical, melodic sounds that are generally hard to believe by Western listeners. It's an old style of music that comes from the nomadic lifestyle of Tuva. It comes from the sounds of nature, but it's a living tradition. It's never been broken. It's never been cut off, and so it continues to grow and to evolve. And when we met Shodoke 5 years ago, we recognized another musician who was working with the voice and a natural connection. And it just formed a real natural connection between two traditions that involve really high levels of vocal mastery. And from the first time that we jammed together with the Shodoke over at Towson 5 or 6 years ago.
Right, it's been a while, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. So it's a real beautiful blending of disparate traditions from around the planet that both have deep roots.
So you want to say something before we roll into this?
Yeah, so as a now 31 years of practicing beatboxing since I was in elementary school, as I dug deeper into the history of beatboxing, the New York City history, the American history of it, I came across the legend of a beatbox pioneer, DOA, who formed the very first beatbox ensemble in New York called MB2000. And he has this particular vocal signature as part of his style that sounds a little bit like Who May. And I heard that before I was really introduced to throat singing, actually. I was first introduced to it in 2002. So then after studying DOA and some of the other pioneers and then coming across Alash and Hunhurtu, Conger Olandar, other pioneers of globalizing the presence of throat singing, I've been sort of able to, I found a bridge between what I do with beatboxing and with throat singing. And so I consider myself a 5-year student of throat singing in the Tuvan tradition now.
So what are we going to do first?
Good Horses.
Good Horses? Yeah, sure.
Good Horses?
Yeah.
wonderful. That was wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Now, everything you heard was out of the human body except for the stringed instrument. So what is that?
This is the name of Toshplur.
Toshplur?
Yeah.
Can you describe? You can say it in Tuvan if you like, but what, and you can translate. So what is it?
It's you know, a lot of people compare it to a cigar box guitar, cigar box banjo. It's a sort of a square trapezoid-shaped body with skin over the front and back of it, like a banjo, and three strings. It's a traditional Tuvan lute.
So is the music that you all play, did it come out of like a spiritual culture and then become popular, or is it something very separate?
What you just heard is a song about horses and women. So that's,
that can be spiritual.
That's spiritual, yes, I would say that's spiritual for a good number of people. But the music of Tuva is the folk music of Tuva. It's the music of cowboys and, you know, sheep herders, yak herders, the nomadic people of Tuva. Tuva is a nomadic place traditionally, historically. And just like any folk music, it touches on stuff that is very deep and spiritual. You know, nature, you know, your relationship with nature, relationship with the land, mom. But it also touches on all kinds of, you know, very, very, what do you call it, non-spiritual type of things.
So if, maybe if one of them said, you can translate for them. What, I mean, what is the power of the horse in Tuvan culture?
Yeah, you know, in Tuva, as was just mentioned, Tuvans are a nomadic people, and when you're a nomad, you need help getting around. And so the horse is a powerful symbol for the Tuvan people. Because you literally cannot live as a nomad in the Tuvan way without horses. So the horse is the Tuvan's best friend and what enables them to live their ecologically sustainable nomadic way of life in the harsh environment of Siberia.
But Tuva itself is a country that stuck between Russia and China, but is part of Russia.
Yeah,
right?
It's part of Russia. Yeah, the line at the beginning of every concert is, Tuva is in the Russian Federation, just north of Mongolia, but Tuvans aren't Russians, and they're definitely not Mongolians.
So Tuvan is an independent ancient culture is what we're talking about.
Yeah, it has its own culture, its own language, historical roots that go back thousands of years.
So do you want to play another piece?
Yes.
Are you all for that? What would you like to do?
Yeah. Okay, well, how about a little bit of an a cappella thing? Does that sound good?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So this is going to be all human voices.
Okay, cool.
Sun yuqtur lalan sanarede jaylalanong sanarede jaylalanong sawar gaza yalla. Bye.
Chuda. That was wonderful. So let's talk a bit about, and again, if you want to talk to the brothers, they can interpret, it'll be fine, or you can interpret as they speak. But what are people hearing? From the throat, from the head, the music that comes out?
So what you are hearing is the gift that has come down to the Tuvan people from their ancestors, been left like a language that's been cared for over time, and is the treasure of the Tuvan people. This is a really special thing for the people of Tuva. So, you know, we're very happy that we're able to come and be able to offer this treasure for other people. So, this is a musical language of Tuva that people are hearing. It's all natural human voices.
Is it all in the throat?
Yeah. The whole body, I would say. Right?
Everything. Yeah, the throat down, the esophagus,
starts with
lungs,
your diaphragm. Your throat, your lips, your teeth, your tongue. Your spirit is also a part
your
of it.
Spirit,
you know,
yeah.
Your emotions, yeah. Your spirit is also very much a big part of it.
So how old were you all when you first started practicing?
Everybody was young. Bari Dorje was started about 4 years old. Ian maybe meant about fourth, fifth grade. Ianol maybe first or second grade. Ianol and Bari have been playing together actually since the second grade, and they're now in their 30s. So
this is something that kind of grabbed hold of you musically and spiritually. Something happened to you, Shodake, with this.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I started in Bari, my vocal arts series, in 2010, and that was about a year before I met Alash. I met them in 2011, and Embody serves as a platform for anything and everything related to the voice. So I had them be a part of an Embody concert tailored specifically to Alash and the way that they share and perform traditional Tuvan throat singing. So it's been a huge inspiration for how I practice beatboxing, how I curate Embody, how I delve into other forms.
So what have you learned that you didn't know before?
About myself as a musician?
No, about or this. How this has changed your nature of your work?
Well, it's inspired me to incorporate more throat singing into Tuvan tradition with my beatboxing. It's inspired me to be immersed not just in the technique but the culture and the language as well. There are a lot of American practitioners of throat singing, but they're often really intrigued by the technique, and very few go beyond the technical part of it and go into the language and the culture and the history of it. So there's a larger context that and allows you to be more immersed.
One of the things you said was the spirit. So that the spirit is as important as anything else. The spiritual nature of this is as important as anything else you do when it comes to this singing.
The spirit with which you are singing, yeah, your own personal, you know, your thoughts, your you know, the word he used in Tuvan is sagashetkil, which is sort of, it kind of means spirit, kind of means your emotions, you know, but it's about what you put into it and your connection to it on a spiritual, emotional level as well.
But we have to roll here. Can y'all do one more? Is that cool?
I'm going
to
end up a little bit.
Can we plug the concert again tonight one more time?
No, I'm not doing that, man.
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding.
What?
You know I'm doing that. So, tonight's Thursday, January 12th, Alash and Shota K will be performing with Raw Silk and Joyce Scott. Raw Silk is amazing as well. At the Creative Alliance at 7:30 tonight.
That's right.
7:30 tonight, Creative Alliance. And you want tickets, go fast. So you want to get your tickets.
Tickets are definitely going.
And Thursday night, tonight, January 12th, Alash Shodakay, along with Ross Silk and the inimitable Joint Scott, our MacArthur Genius Grant Award winner at the Creative Line, 7:30 p.m.
My next Embody series is also January 25th, on Wednesday night, at the Wind-Up Space.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I'm glad you said that. Good, we'll put that up there too.
Okay, awesome.
Good.
And you know, just to sort of give a glimpse into the future, I'm doing an Embody residency with seven other vocalists in Tuva later this summer. So eight of us total, will be going over to immerse ourselves in.
Did you get my ticket yet?
Oh, we'll work on that.
The Yurt's open, man. We'll kill a sheep for you in the name of furthering Tuva-Baltimore relations.
I'll partake in that.
And what's the name of the throat singing festival that we'll be a part of?
It's called Humei in the Center of Asia.
Humei in the Center of Asia. It's summer 2017.
Dedicated to our teacher who was... Kongarol Andar, who was a famous Tuva musician who did a lot in spreading the...
Oh, yeah, no. I'm familiar with his work. Yeah, yeah. So, what would you like to perform before?
My throat, the cuckoo, seems to be the pick of the band.
Cuckoo as in bird?
Yeah, the song kind of compares the sound of the singers singing to the cuckoo bird, how it wakes everybody up and makes them happy.
All right, wonderful. Good. Thank you. All right, this is what I'm talking about. That was wonderful.
Get you away from politics.
Oh, hey, man, look. This is my,
I thought I should,
my Trumpian antidote. Yes, indeed. So, what were you going
to
say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that at the concert, we're going to have a whole lot more. There's wind instruments and percussion instruments and other stringed instruments. This is just what we brought with the radio for today. So there's going to be a lot more different stuff happening musically at the concert tonight.
This is exciting. So tonight, 7:30 at the Creative Alliance here on January the 12th, Thursday, in case we replay this and you think it's tonight, 2017, January the 12th,
hello,
Thursday
future.
Night at Creative Alliance with Alash Shodake, along with Raw Silk and the great Joyce Scott.
That's right. And the next Embody, January 25th, Wednesday night at the Wind Up Space.
And that's my brother Shodake. Good to have you here, brother.
Thank you so much, Mark.
There we got this on Sean Quirk, who did all the translating. Good to have you here, Sean.
Likewise.
And I thank the brothers in the studio, Ayan Sherzik, Ayan Ulsam, and Bari Dorju Andar. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, folks, go there tonight. We'll all have a good time. I've been waiting for this to hit town. I'm so excited to see it. So we have to take a short break. When we come back, it's time for our next episode of Sound Bites, where we will talk to two local farmers doing great things and hear a debate on agribusiness and scientists and who pays for what when it comes to what we know. Stay with us.